Rachel, you sit here with Nikki and Alex. I'm going to get them some cookies.
Ooh, can I have one?
You already had dessert.
Just checking. Okay, let's play our favorite game. Where's your tongue? I'm talking about this thing in the mouth. Where's your nose? Well, at least one of you got it.
Predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a heart,
there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face
of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there.
You need any help? I'm good at homework.
Sorry, Michelle. I'm writing a short story. You can't write, so you can't help.
I can write I's and T's.
Great story. It.
Nobody ever lets me help.
Okay, everybody, listen to my literary masterpiece. The Potato Bug by Stephanie Tanner. The potato bug was sitting on the leaf, just hanging out. Sitting. Hanging.
I liked it better.
She's right. This bites.
Oh, no, honey. You know what it is? I have a need to know more about this potato bug. What are his hobbies? What's his favorite color? What sort of fabric softener does he use?
Oh, Steph, maybe you should write about what you do know. The people and the things around you.
I can't believe you gave Kathy Santoni a ride home.
Hey, she was loaded down with books.
Yeah, and 6 pounds of makeup.
Ding, end of round 6. So far, I've got this fight scored even.
Kathy is such a bimbo. She signed up for shop class because she thought it was taught at the mall.
The young and the jealous.
So, what's for supper, Pops?
A home-cooked meal. So go home and start cooking. Hey, everybody, I got good news. I'm going to be on KFLH radio tonight. Julie Hartman's interviewing me about that benefit concert I'm doing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great.
Wait a minute, there's more good news. Nikki's diaper rash has been downgraded to diaper irritation.
Oh, wonderful.
That is really good.
All right, you know what, you guys? Mommy has a very big surprise for you. Look at this. Apple juice with doofy straws.
Doofy straws.
Yeah, kids love these things.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, doofy straws. I love these things.
Yeah, what a surprise. Let go of them for the kids. You know, Jess, the buzz around town is that KFLH is looking for a new afternoon disc jockey. Oh, I know, man. That'd be a perfect job for me. I'm not touring right now. My record's off the charts. Since I was a kid, I dreamed about being a DJ. Well, it could happen because Julie Hartman is also the program director. See, this is perfect. I'll go in there, I'll dazzle her with some snappy banter, impress her with my natural radio voice. And by the time that interview's over, she'll be begging me to work there.
Yeah, Jess, now if you can just get a little bit of self-confidence.
Oh, Joey, don't. You'll spoil your dinner. We're having spaghetti. You better put on your red shirt.
Nope, I got a pass on dinner. I got a big meeting down at the station. Mr. Strobridge is trying to stick me with a co-host for the Ranger Joe show.
Yeah, I remember when they stuck me with a co-host. And it worked out great.
I don't see why I need one. My ratings are through the roof. starting to beat those Joni Loves Chachi reruns.
Boys, how you doing with those drinks?
Refills.
Do you think Kathy Santoni's hair is bouncier than mine?
Deej, I told you, Kathy Santoni means nothing to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back to the Taft-Hartley act.
The young and the jealous just became the dull and the boring.
Stop hitting yourself.
Excuse me, please don't touch my woodchuck.
Oh, Ranger Joe, I'm Jungle Jenny, your new co-host. Well, I hope you don't mind. I hung up a few vines to spruce up the jungle.
Vines? Ranger Joe lives in a forest, not a jungle.
There are trees and there are leaves. What's the diff?
Actually, there's a world of diff.
Oh, well, aren't we wound tighter than an Amish quilt? I say let's get crazy and take the kids on a rhino hunt.
We would never hunt rhino. We'd invite them on a picnic.
Think about it. That rhino hunt would be a panic. But you gotta be careful. Have you ever backed into a rhino? Woo! Oh,
woo! Woo! Gladstone, I see you met your new co-host.
Mr. Strobridge, sir, there is no way I can work with that woman. She's totally whacked out and obnoxious.
She's my wife.
She's just what the show needs, sir.
This is Jive All Night, Julie. You just heard 20 songs in a row. It's not going to kill you to hear a few commercials.
85.6. Rock radio.
Hey, Jess. Julie, what are you doing here?
Well, I had a pretty quick meeting, so I thought I'd just come down here and watch you make radio history.
Oh, thanks, buddy. How'd you like your new co-host?
How'd you like your last root canal?
Oh, okay, this is it. Showtime, man. Wish me luck. I would die to be a DJ in this place, you know?
Hey, go get him, buddy.
All right, all right. Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Hi.
Drive All Night, Julie.
Yeah, that's right. Have a seat. We're going to go in 1 second.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all right.
All right, we're back, and with me is Jesse Katsopoulos of Jesse and the Rippers. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. This is really cool. I mean, I love it. I love the radio, you know, especially 95.6 Rock Radio. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I see you brought your fan club with you.
Oh, yeah, that's my pal Joey. Mm-hmm. He's really a funny guy.
Oh, yeah? Let's bring him on in.
Oh, come on, Joey. She won't bite.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Have a seat. Welcome to KFLH.
Hello, San Francisco.
Joey. That was good.
Thanks.
Hey, Joey plays Ranger Joe on the Ranger Joe show. You may have seen it. It's on in the afternoons.
Sorry, I'm usually watching Joni Loves Chachi. So, anyway, Jesse, why don't you tell us about the Feed the Hungry benefit at the Civic Center this Saturday?
Oh, yeah, it's a really great cause. It's me and the Rippers and a bunch of great bands, so come down. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Great. You know, I heard you and the Rippers put on a really good show. Is that true, Joey?
Sure, as long as it doesn't mess up his hair.
Thanks, Joey.
I gotta tell all you folks out there, Jesse does have a great head of hair.
Oh, my. Thanks very much. I combed it once in fifth grade, and it's been perfect ever since. Thanks, nature's been kind.
Nature? Hey, this guy uses so much hairspray, there's a giant hole in the ozone right above his head.
I do use a tad hairspray, but let me tell you something. It is environmentally safe.
Oh, good.
Safe and strong. Once during a tornado, I used it to spray down the patio umbrella.
So, Jesse, who are your musical influences?
Well, that's a good question. I have to say that Elvis Presley did influence me a little bit.
A bit? Come on, admit it. You're obsessed. You spent more time voting for the Elvis stamp than you did the last three presidents.
I'm not obsessed.
Tell them about your Elvis underwear.
Tell us.
All right, I just have one pair that says, "Love me tender" on the back.
All right, well, we've been talking to Jesse Katsopoulos and Joey Gladstone, and we'll be right back. What a great spot, you guys. Very funny. Yeah. Hang in here a minute, would you?
Okay. Yeah.
Man, that was a blast. What?
What do you mean, what? Just made me look like an idiot in front of millions of people.
Oh, come on. It was probably only thousands.
I can't believe you. You're making cracks about my hair, my underwear. You blew the one shot I had at this job.
I don't believe this. Settle down, Mr. Cranky Pants. I was just having a little bit of fun. It's like your hair is your whole life.
Well, at least cartoons aren't my whole life, if you can call that a life.
All right, fine. All right, that's it. I'm out of here.
All right, bye. Bye, Bullwinkle Brain.
Bye, Dippity Doohead.
Bullwinkle Brain.
Dippity Doohead.
Bullwinkle Brain.
Jesse?
Bullwinkle. Oh, hi, Jive All Night.
How are you doing?
Good.
You know what? Everybody loved that segment. The phone lines are going crazy. And we've been looking for someone to fill in the afternoon slot.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So, are you interested?
Yeah, this should be perfect. This should be great. You know, I'll program my own music, maybe play some live stuff. I'll tell you something. Monday, I'm going to be right here in this chair.
Fine. As long as Joey is right next to you.
Jojo. Joj, my man. How you doing, buddy? Listen, I think it's time that, maybe you and I sit down and have a nice talk like mature adults. But first, I found this lying around. What do you think of that, huh? Double fudge sundae, whipped cream, Fruit Loops, and see that little thing on top? See that little red thing? That's a cherry, pal.
Yeah, real cute, Jess. And I'm supposed to just forgive you for all the mean stuff you said just because you brought me ice cream? Well, in case you haven't noticed the height difference, I'm not Michelle. Did you say Fruit Loops?
Took out the yellow ones. I know you hate the yellow ones. Huh?
Okay, you're forgiven.
All right, pals again.
Pals.
Buddies again. All right. You know what? This just came to my mind. KFLH wants us to team up and do an afternoon radio show, and I told them yes. Thanks, pal.
Aha! Aha!
What? Aha! What do we do? What is this? Why are we doing this?
You're just being nice to me because you need me now.
Come on, Joey. This would be a great job for the both of us.
There's no way I can work with someone who can't even take a joke.
There's nothing funny about my hair.
No, but there is something darn funny about the big moose stain you leave on the couch.
You know what? I ain't doing the show with you.
No, that's where you're wrong. I ain't doing the show with you.
No, I'm not doing it with you.
Excuse me.
Yes, Michelle?
If you guys are arguing, I could help.
I don't think so, Michelle.
Don't worry, I'm a good helper. Now you stand here and you stand here. When I count to three, say you're sorry. One, two, three. Four, five, six. Okay, skip the sorry, just hug.
Forget it, Michelle. I ain't hugging a Bullwinkle Brain.
Dippity Doohead.
Bullwinkle Brain.
Dippity Doohead.
Bullwinkle Brain.
Why do I even bother?
Steve, get away from the cupboard. We have to get in there and study.
I just need a little snack to tide me over.
All right.
Okay, I'm all set. Got all the basic food groups covered. Salt, fat, sugar, and nacho cheese.
Okay, chapter two.
Hey, what's this? Dearest DJ, I'll never forget our kiss in the lunchroom on macaroni day. Love, Henry? Who's Henry?
I don't know a Henry.
Well, then why'd you kiss him on macaroni day?
Kiss him on macaroni day or fish stick day or any day.
Yeah, right. Where's my jacket? I'm out of here.
Steve, wait.
How did you do this?
I did not kiss him.
Henry.
Steve. This is Pure Gold.
Hey, Steph, how's your story coming?
It's really heating up.
Just when their love affair seemed peachy, Cleve found a secret note of PJ's. It was from Henry, her Macaroni Day lover. Fireworks came shooting out of Cleve's ears and nose.
How's it sound?
Like Cleve needs a Kleenex. No, no, I'm kidding. Honey, it's wonderful. Very creative.
Thanks. I guess I'm just gifted.
Well, let's see how gifted you are at emptying the dishwasher. It's your turn. Thank you.
Steve, somebody wrote that note to get me in trouble.
I'll tell you who's in trouble. Your macaroni man, Henry.
Steve, I told you.
Whoa, 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 excuse me. Did you say macaroni man, Henry? You know what, you guys? Might want to take a look at Steph's latest story.
This is incredible. I don't believe this.
Yeah, the same thing happened to us.
Okay, boys and girls, we have a new friend with us today in the Enchanted Forest. Let's give a big howdy-ho to Jungle Jenny.
Howdy-ho, 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 howdy-ho. Hey, Ranger Boy, would you like a sniff of my sweet-smelling flower?
Oh, okay. Come on, what's on my nose?
What's on your nose? A lobster!
Cleve and PJ's romance was on the rocks.
Steve, this jealousy is gonna destroy us both.
I know. This macaroni dancing has made me realize that we can't go on like this. Let's get married.
How about tomorrow? It's a half day of school.
Oh.
Dad, we have to talk.
That's what dads are for.
Well, this dad better sit down. Here, bite on this.
Mr. Tanner, sir? Dad, I want to marry your daughter.
What? You've only known each other for 3 months. What took you so long, son? Come here, sweetheart.
Dad, you can't be serious.
Why not? It would work out great. They could live right here with us. They could take your room, and Michelle could take DJ's room.
Where am I gonna sleep?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about you. Oh, I could put a bath mat in the laundry room.
That's where Comet sleeps.
Oh, honey, that'd be great. You could keep each other warm.
Dad, you can't do this to me.
Why not? It would make a great ending to your story.
My story? You read my story. So, what'd you think?
We think you did a pretty rotten thing. Steph, you can't disrupt people's lives just to make your story more interesting.
I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I'm really sorry. Can you guys forgive me?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, we're even now. Actually, all that talk about marriage really felt kind of right.
Yeah. What do you say, Dad?
I say, why don't you just forget about this marriage thing and I'll make you a corn dog.
Cool.
All right. Sorry, Deej. Apparently not a woman alive can compete with my corn dogs.
Remember, kids, sometimes rhinos disguise themselves as uptight rangers.
Rhino!
Man, okay, yeah, man, those little fists are pointy.
Hey, Ranger Joe, is this your rodent?
I asked you not to touch my woodchuck, okay?
Whoa! Whoa! Get me down! Hey, come on, quit it! Here.
Bye-bye, kids. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good show, partner. I'll see you tomorrow.
Great show.
Oh, I'm gonna go warm up that hot tub, big boy.
That's quite a chemistry you two have going.
Well, with all due respect, sir, I've had it up to here. So it's your choice, sir. It's me or her. And please be quick with your decision. The blood's really rushing to my head.
Okay, you're fired.
Well, thanks for being prompt.
This was so funny.
Michelle, this was not funny. Jungle Jenny made me look like an idiot. Now, can you go find somebody to cut me down, please?
Okay, so right there.
Okay. Hello? Anybody here? Can somebody please cut me down? Thank you.
Hey, Peanut, how's the show?
Don't tell Joey, it was so funny.
Jess, I picked up something on the way home.
What? A new attitude?
No. Elvis car wax.
Elvis car wax? Get out of here. I've been looking all over town for this. Thanks. I mean, cool.
Hey, Jess, sit down for a minute, okay? Look, I want to apologize, okay? Michelle helped me realize that I was wrong yesterday at the radio station.
Hold everything. Did you say I helped?
You certainly did. You were a big help, sweetheart.
I told you I was a good helper. What did I do?
Well, you helped me realize that it's wrong to make jokes if it hurts someone else's feelings.
I did that? All right.
Good job, Shorty.
If you boys need any more help, you know where my room is.
Jess, I'm sorry I made all those stupid hair comments. I was getting big laughs. I guess I kind of got on a roll there.
Oh, that's all right. I was so uptight about getting that job. I was way too sensitive and I overreacted. I'm sorry, pal.
Hey, you know, we were in advertising. We made a pretty darn good team, you know. Maybe this radio gig will be fun. A little music, a little comedy.
Little paycheck.
I hear you.
Let me tell you the best part. The best part would be that I get to work every day with a really great friend. So what do you say, pal? Partners again?
Hey, I say let's do it.
All right. Come on, I'll make you a sundae.
All right. Jess, I promise, when we do the show, no more of those stupid hair jokes.
That's okay, Joe. You can trash my hair all you want. Just don't touch it.
I don't want to touch it. Might want to drive through it, though. My car could use the lube job.
Now you've gone too far, Bullwinkle.
Dippity-doo, head, Bullwinkle.